Hey, Master Souls. Stacy here, and today we are talking about the next aspect of your inner counsel, which is the lover. Right? And just by knowing her name, you have an idea of where we're going today, right? The lover is one of those that I don't think that we have to go into a lot of explanation for you to really fully comprehend her. But there is one piece that I think is most critical out of all of the lessons that I could impart about her to you. And that is self-doubt. Every time that you are coming from a place of self-doubt, those questions of who am I to, or am I good enough to, or do I know enough, and all of those things that go around and around in our head that really aren't, you know, based on fact, but they just, you just don't believe in yourself, right? All of those thoughts come down to one aspect, and that is the lover. Because the lover knows that when she is full, she is in full belief. Her heart is open. She trusts. She can receive and give love without any doubts whatsoever. But when you are feeling self-doubt, it means that your lover is running on empty. And when your lover is running on empty, there is no fuel, no spiritual mana, no passion to move you forward. Your lover is responsible for giving you heart, right? And if your heart's not in it, you know the saying, if your heart's not in it, you're probably not going to do it. And as spiritual beings, we understand the value of self-love. However, I want you to really understand right now that this is more than self-love. This is a pure fundamental block to most people's success, is they get trapped in that place of self-doubt. And the only thing you need to do when you're in that place of self-doubt is sit down with your lover and find out what she needs. Because when we're feeling self-doubt, self-doubt, not doubt in, you know, will this work, but self-doubt like, am I worthy? Then we sit down with our lover and we have a heart-to-heart, literally a heart-to-heart with her, and say, what do you need to fill your tank with more love? Because our lover serves us best when she is full to overflowing. Our lover serves us best when she is full to overflowing. And when we feel self-doubt, our lover is empty. So in order to fill her up, what she gets to do and what she does best is she goes to the rest of the council members and says, what do I need from you guys to fill me up? Because let's face it, the lover was meant to play well with others, just like the co-creator. The lover is always in conjunction with at least one other aspect. She's always wanting to play more with the universe, to play more with energy, because that love fuels her to open her heart to experiences that are miraculous. She wants other people, and she wants that connection. She wants that give and take that a true love relationship is all about, even if it's a moment with a stranger. So if there is dryness, if there is a lack of receiving of love, that means that she needs to sit down and connect. She needs to connect with all the other aspects and says, okay, I'm feeling this self-doubt. I'm feeling depleted, like I don't know enough. So she can work with the knower. Or she can say, I feel like I'm not getting enough support in this, that I want someone else to be on board with this. And she can work with her co-creator. Get it? Every time she feels in doubt, it means that she needs to receive something in order to give more into the project. She needs to receive in order to give. It's a breath in for an exhale. everything that we do involves that give and take, and none more than the lover. The lover absolutely cannot hold her breath. She has to be able to receive love and give love. So the most important lesson that I want you to take away from the lover isn't so much that vibration of love, which I know you all are familiar with, but it's the vibration that happens when we breathe in and out. If we are devoid of oxygen, our lungs collapse and start to burn, right? And we run on empty. And that's not possible. You have to breathe in to breathe out. You know, my favorite analogy of that is, you know, I was watching Lisa Nichols do a talk once, and she had a cup on a saucer. And she says, most people fill the cup up enough, drink the cup is empty, and then we have to refill. And it's like this state where there are moments where your cup is bone ass dry. She goes, you can't give anyone anything if it's dry. And that's where the self-doubt comes in. That's where, you know, the adrenals get burnt out. That's where you feel devoid of passion and love and heart and desire. The best place to serve people is to receive so much that your cup is overflowing and you can serve people from the saucer. And so when you serve people from the saucer, that's a place of fullness. And you can do that all day long because your cup is constantly overflowing. And that is a place where your lover, ignition point, is perfectly balanced. Where your lover is receiving and giving in equal proportion to each other. So that she's never empty. And if she's never empty, you're never in a place of true self-doubt. You may have those fleeting moments, but then you look at your lover and go, are you full? And then she goes, oh yeah, I'm full. Okay, we're good. Continue on. Continue on searching for your desire. Continue on being passionate about this project. Continue on leading from your heart. Your lover imbalance means that you are in full belief of your own capabilities. That you are in sync with the highest power within you, which is flowing in and out of your heart. So breathe into the lover. Breathe into the lover, and when you feel her becoming unbalanced, know that it's time to pause and it's time to ask, how can I fill you more? So I'm looking forward to hearing your questions and comments in the Facebook group. I love you all, and I'm receiving your love, and we'll talk soon.